What's going on, everybody, and welcome back for another episode of Triggered. This is a special Monday before the election episode of Triggered number 537. It is Monday, November 4th, and Election Day is tomorrow. It's finally here.
For us. For Democrats, it's the next day.
True. That's true.
No, only kidding.
Allegedly.
Only kidding. Only kidding.
It's been a long and interesting ride here, and we are finally ready to get this over with. I feel pretty good going into tomorrow.
Oh, I feel a hell of a lot better than 4 years ago.
Well, sure.
Honestly,
sure.
I mean, Jesus.
It's the first election we have going into that we're theoretically leading.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I would say so.
And
doing better than before with non-white voters, with Hispanics, with blacks. He's back
you can go down the whole
he's
list.
He's back to top strength with working class voters. You know, and I also think there's that cohort that doesn't like the man personally,
mm-hmm.
which impacts the favorable unfavorables, but will vote for him because the economy is trash. So you can't really gauge that. And I find it very interesting that the New York Times a couple of days ago even admitted that they think their polls could be wrong because of non-response bias.
Yes.
You know, yeah. I mean, white seniors, especially white liberal seniors, will respond to anything under the sun.
Always.
And it just gets oversampled. And, you know, remember, if the polling is off as it was in 2020, we win. If the polling is off regarding the Trump vote by just one percentage point, just one.
Mm-hmm.
It is a landslide, electoral college landslide for Trump. So now the other side of the coin is that if it's 1 point underestimate for Kamala, you know, she wins. So,
right.
You know, it really is close.
Well, yeah, I mean, as confident as I feel about this, it's still up in the air, right?
It is.
You know, I've had so many people texting me, asking me how I feel about the election, and I'm like, well, you know, relatively good, but until it's signed, sealed, delivered, you never know.
Yeah.
And they're going to try to steal it, folks. Just be prepared.
Yeah.
They're already trying. There's all kinds of shit going on out there. But luckily, the RNC is much more on top of it this time, especially.
They really are.
Michael Whatley's doing a great job out there. They're winning lawsuits. They're stopping bad votes from being counted. So, you know, that gives me a little bit of comfort. I feel like they're actually doing what they should be. But, you know, you look at the like you said, the polling, and it's the best we've ever polled.
Yeah.
Right? Now, if they're over-polling us, which I don't think is the case, but you never know, right?
Yeah.
Maybe they try to overcorrect given the past few misses.
Yeah.
And I don't think that that's happening. But if it does happen, then like you said, that could
trouble.
You know, that could be very bad.
Because they oversampled us in 2022.
Yes. Yeah.
However, again, I know that's the crutch that liberals are kind of leaning on.
That's also a different electorate.
Yeah, a different electorate. You cannot compare, you know, midterms and a presidential cycle, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, you know, in sports. Like, the regular season doesn't mean shit when it comes to the postseason. It's totally different animals.
Yep.
So it's just, you know, they, you know, let them believe that. That's fine, but we know better. So things are, you know, we got to look at the Muslim vote in Michigan. You know, I'm hearing this, that, and the other. You know, if they vote for Jill Stein, that's fine. That's fine by me. But, you know, you have local imams in Novi, Dearborn Heights endorsing Trump. You have the Dearborn mayor not endorsing Kamala. You got Rashida Tlaib not endorsing Kamala. It's just, I think they'll stay home or vote third party.
Yep.
And that's good for us. We'll see how Detroit turns out.
Well, yeah, so
and,
I want to run
Philadelphia.
Through.
I think Trump is going to, I mean, he's not going to win Philadelphia, but I think it's going to be like
he's going to have the best performance of a Republican in Philadelphia
probably ever. So,
yeah, well, we're going to run through state
which
by state.
Bodes well, because if that reaches into the collar counties, man, good news, but we'll see.
Yeah, we're going to run through state by state here because, you know, people keep asking what we think the prediction is here, and so we're going to give it to
cautious you confidence, I would say that.
A good friend of mine came up with the phrase, nauseously optimistic.
Nauseously
and optimistic. And that sums it up pretty fucking well.
Yeah, really.
You know, it's just, you're always nervous about this, right, going into Election Day. But this time, particularly more so, I feel like, because it's, you know, it's do or die.
It is.
And
freedom
it's always,
or slavery is on the ballot.
It's always a you know, overreaction type thing that people say, the most important election of a lifetime. But in this case, I really feel like this is the fork in the road for America, right?
Because Democrats weren't as insane back then.
Correct.
You know?
Correct. And like, if we go in the Kamala direction here, you know, they will use every lever of government to stomp on your throat.
Yeah.
And they will legalize millions of illegal aliens. Yep. There will never be another free and fair election ever. Voted on by, you know, ever. Americans ever. Ever. Yeah. That's ever. Really what it comes
down
to.
They're going to make us all trans. They're going to kill all the squirrels. Rest in peace, Peanut the squirrel. They assassinated the squirrel.
You see what happened there, and that's a perfect example of the lengths that they're willing to go to. You know, soon enough, it won't be the government agents executing squirrels. It'll be and raccoons. It'll be us.
Well, we're gone.
For sure.
We're on the top of that.
Yeah. All right. So let's get into the states here. I want to do the Senate first.
Sure.
And then we'll do the presidential, and we'll, you know, talk overarching about the House. I'm not going to run through the 30 House toss-up seats.
No.
I've also don't have my voice very much. It was a loud day at the bar yesterday. So
cardiac day for you Eagles fans.
Yeah. Well. So let's start off with some of the easy ones, right?
Okay, yeah, it's good. Josh Hawley's going to win.
he's the only one rated likely GOP.
His Democratic opponent shot a person.
Yeah.
I mean, they went full Dick Cheney, but in reverse.
So Real Clear Politics is projecting 3 GOP pickups, and it's the 3 that we've talked about before: Montana, West Virginia, and Ohio. I feel confident in saying that the Republicans are going to win in all of them, especially in West Virginia and Montana. I think Bernie Moreno in Ohio has run a really good race, and I think that he is going to win probably by 3 to 4 points, maybe a little higher depending on how Trump does in the state. Yeah. I mean, Trump's going to win Ohio by over 10, I think.
Yeah.
So, you know, the real question is how much split-ticket voting occurs, which is such a foreign concept to me. But it's becoming less common, but people still do it.
Yeah.
That's
what Tester's hinging his career on right now, too, by the way.
Well, I mean, he's up by like 8. I don't think that that's going to happen. But so Ohio, I think, is looking pretty good. Would you agree with that? Yeah,
absolutely.
Pennsylvania, I think, really comes down to who wins the presidency there. Yeah. Right. If Trump wins Pennsylvania, I think McCormick's coming along with it.
Yeah.
If we lose Pennsylvania, then what's his name will stay. Bob Casey.
Yeah. We'll see. You know, whoever wins Bucks County usually wins the state.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have laser focus on that county. Yep. I also think that down south, I think I saw Tim Kaine is only up like 2 over Hung Cao.
Well, is
that a wild card? I think it could be a wild card situation.
I agree. And if Trump pulls off a massive, shocking upset victory here in Virginia, I think Kaine could go.
Oh, yeah.
Which would be amazing that happened. You know, there's certainly a chance that we see that the polling is underestimating Trump's support. And because of we're having massive success with turning out low propensity voters or first time voters on the Republican side, which is really, really strong data for us at this point, it's possible that things just all fall like a domino in our direction. And we take states like Virginia, New Hampshire, potentially Minnesota. If you look at New Mexico, there was a poll that showed down by 3, you know, and the polls are all over the place.
That's the closest New Mexico has been for us in like 20 years, by the way.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, that is unreal.
And so the Trump internal polling, according to campaign source, has him down 2 in Virginia. Wow. Right. And so if he only loses Virginia by 2, we're winning the Rust Belt.
Oh, I think so too.
Right. Yeah. Like that's just how the math maths there.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless there's
now, I'd love to win. Fraud. I'd love to win Virginia.
Oh my god,
that'd be great. If Trump wins Virginia, you know, that's it.
Yeah.
But yeah, Hung Cao. I mean, you know, it all comes down to the presidential vote, right? And how straight ticket they go. If you look at other places, Wisconsin and Michigan, I think it's the same thing. I think it's depending on how much Trump wins by.
Yeah.
Will dictate whether or not these Senate candidates may come along with us.
Yeah. Mark Halperin has been talking about the private polling, and Wisconsin is not looking good for Kamala.
For Kamala.
She's down 3, and that's based off of Tammy Baldwin's private poll internals.
Yeah.
So, Even though she's not, I mean, has she given up there? Because she's not visiting that state at all.
Well,
she's
yeah,
all in Pennsylvania today.
And
so.
You know, really, the key is, like, even if we, God forbid, don't get Pennsylvania or Michigan.
Yeah.
If we get Wisconsin and sweep the Sun Belt, which is looking pretty likely at this point.
Yeah, we win.
We win. Yeah. And so those two Senate seats, I think, are up for grabs, too. Mm-hmm. They're kind of just a pure toss-up based on what the presidential is going to be.
Yeah.
You know, you look at Nevada.
Oh, Sam Brown? Is that Sam Brown?
Yeah, Sam Brown. The same thing. Polling there shows him neck and neck with, what's her name, Rosen.
Yeah.
And so...
Well, there's been a rural surge that has not really abated there.
Yeah.
In the early... Now, and I know the cardinal rule, it's, you know, oftentimes it is not an indicator, but as we notice, you pay extra attention when it's at levels never seen in the machine, the Reed machine era. Mm-hmm. And you kind of, you know, keep looking at it. And when you have John Ralston being like, holy crap, like, something's up here. GOP's in the driver's seat. You know, just something to look at. And also, regarding Election Day, voter cannibalization. Mm-hmm. That's the one thing we got to worry about. Sometimes everyone just, you know, it's all front-loaded, and then we just fall short. So,
well, so I think that there's some interesting... interesting data showing that the concern about the cannibalization of the election day vote through early voting, it's actually not happening. It's there's some you know, anecdotal and hard data evidence that we've been successful in the early vote in turning out people who would not have voted.
That's good,
right? And the election day vote still stands.
Still stands,
I mean, I'm going to go vote tomorrow morning. A lot of people I know are going to go vote tomorrow morning. You're going to go vote tomorrow
morning. I'm voting Thursday, but yeah.
Is that the Asian vote day?
Yeah, it's Asian vote day. Yeah, I'm voting too, yeah.
So,
of course.
You know, and I think that, I really do think that the GOP, for all of the pearl clutching and hand wringing about, oh, our ground game is not great, we're getting blown away by Kamala, this and that, we've been incredibly successful at turning out that, you know, third level of voter, right, that wouldn't vote on Election Day but would go early vote and has not been a traditional every election voter.
Yeah. Yeah, they've done really well. And I mean, those are phenomenal in early vote, you know, when we usually poo-pooed that, you know. I mean, I think not just Nevada, but, you know, over in North Carolina, which is where we had a little issue worries because of the hurricane, numbers there are excellent, too, in terms of the early vote.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, hey, hats off to the RNC. They got their game, you know, they got their shit together. But we'll see. Again, we're not done yet.
Correct. You got to fight through to the finish line.
Yep.
So, and then you know, Sam Brown, I think, has a decent shot in Nevada. And one thing, I've been very negative on Kerry Lake's chances, but there have been some polls that have come out recently.
The last few
that
polls
show her tied.
Yeah.
And if Trump is truly up by about 5 points in Arizona, which has been indicated by the polling and the early voting data,
she can squeak by.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll be like 0.8%, but a win's a win.
That's, you know, it's... I think this entire election is going to go heavy in one direction.
Yeah.
Obviously, I hope it's her direction. But I don't think there's going to be much mixed result, right? I think that probably Trump will sweep the swing states. But there's also a scenario where Trump sweeps the Sun Belt, right? The four battlegrounds of the Sun Belt, but loses the Rust Belt, and we lose the election.
Yeah.
Right? So that's a 270 to 268, I think, right? Yeah. So... And
unless we win Nebraska too,
which is not going to happen, but that brings up a good point.
Yeah.
If the fucking governor in Nebraska hadn't fucked us on the reallocation of the electoral votes,
he really dragged ass on that special session that could have altered this.
It could have won us the whole election. Yeah, so if it comes down to that scenario,
oh my God,
guy is public enemy number one. That's all.
Forget
I got to
about
say.
It.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the Senate, and I think, you know, right now we're pretty much a lock for 52 to 53. Could go as high as 56, maybe.
Yeah.
So it's a very favorable map for us in a presidential election year, and things seem to be going
our way. Because it's just
I
mean, so this is the best. We're not going to see a map this favorable in like decades.
A long time, yeah,
in decades.
So, but at least, if the worst case scenario happens,
we have a firewall.
God forbid.
Yeah.
God forbid. But we would have the Senate.
Yeah.
So, all right. Let's the House real quick. You know, I think the House is a pure coin flip right now.
I think we can actually keep the majority.
I agree.
I think we can do that. I mean, like six months ago, I'm like, oh my God,
we're
dead in the water.
But I think we can not only keep the majority, I think we can slightly expand the
majority. Yeah, I think so too.
Because really, the same thing, it comes right back to how's the presidential vote going to go? What's the turnout like?
Yeah.
And if there is a Trump, you know, swing here, it could grab some of those Dem seats for us.
Yeah. And some of these Dems are not performing too well for, based on their 2020 numbers with Biden.
Correct.
You know, it's a little. I mean, everyone's nervous. So, I mean, we've said this before. Not that we're going to touch a lot on it, but we need a new speaker.
Well, I think that unfortunately, if we win and keep the House, Mike's he's staying. Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see. It's going to be a very interesting time. It'll be very interesting to see what he does in the post-election time frame.
When he has...
Because we have the budget fight coming during the lame duck.
Yep.
They're supposedly going to try to pass it a amnesty.
Yep.
The Rhino Cucks Lankford again.
Yeah, again.
Fucking piece of shit. So that's going to be an interesting fight, an interesting battle that occurs regardless of who wins this election. Yeah. But I'll tell you what, if we win this election and they try to fuck us on a budget...
Yep.
Like Mitch McConnell did last time, then there's going to be some problems here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there really isn't going to be no... blood pressures really can't... If all goes well, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Blood pressures still really can't go down until the inauguration because that whole lame duck period is going to be...
No, I know.
What are they going to do? Can't trust anybody up there anymore.
Well, that's how they work for the Uniparty.
Yeah,
you know?
That's how it is.
All right, alrighty. So let's get into the presidential here. So... let's start off. We're gonna go. We'll
east
start
or
with
west?
No west to east.
Oh, west to east. Okay.
Okay. So starting with Nevada, right?
Yeah.
Nevada. It looks shockingly great.
It does.
Which the fact that there's so much shockingly great data for us makes me even more nervous.
It does. I know.
Because we're not usually in this position.
No.
There
was a lot of shockingly good early results in 2020, and then the dumps began. You know,
well, that's what we're going to have to wait to see what happens with that. But, you know, with the early vote data in Nevada, what's his name?
John Ralston.
Ralston. He keeps posting these numbers and they keep being good for us.
Yeah.
I mean,
Democrats are kind of chipping away at the GOP lead, but not by much, like 2,000 to 4,000.
Yeah.
You know, it's not enough. So, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll see how the indies break. And
well, yeah, that's what it really comes down to.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
and the women vote. You know, if Kamala can win 6 to 7% of the indies, you know, she wins the state. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Even he's like, I can't make a prediction. I can't. He's like, I'll be remiss. I can't do it. It's too close. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's very clear that we have our best chance to win in Nevada. Perhaps ever.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seriously.
We're ahead, right? Yeah. So, is there going to be enough Republican turnout in Nevada tomorrow to blunt any potential Dem turnout?
Clark County. That's what we got to look at.
Nevada is one of the only ones where I am a little bit concerned about the cannibalization of the Election Day vote.
Yeah.
Feeding into this kind of red mirage.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to win Nevada. But, you know...
That would be like just an anomaly that you have that early vote again. Never seen a Republican turnout, never seen before since the Harry Reid set up his works, and we lose.
Yeah, yeah,
it would be weird.
Arizona, I think Arizona's good for us. You know, Trump's up 2.5 points in the average, in 2020.
Yeah.
Biden was up about a point, and I think he ended up winning by about a point, right? So
is Maricopa County returning posting returns?
Oh,
I heard they've been kind of not doing that.
That is one of the biggest questions for Arizona.
Yeah,
is Maricopa County?
Oh, God. Again,
I don't understand how this is such a problem consistently there, but apparently it's going to take them days to count. Now,
what?
Now this is the scenario in which. We have an elongated count, right, and an uncertain call. Because if we get to the point where it comes down to one of these shithole states being the sole dividing state for the election, right?
Yeah.
Say that neither of them have gotten to 270 yet, and then this one state will put one of them over the top. If it's Arizona, that puts us at a Friday, right?
Yeah.
God help us if we get to that point, because the shenanigans that are going to go on will be immense. The same thing applies in Michigan.
Yeah.
Those are the two states where the count is really slow, right? Yeah. Michigan will be a little faster than Arizona.
Yeah.
I think Nevada will know on election night, even though they have a little bit of a elongated count.
Yeah.
The real question is, what will the margin be, and how many outstanding ballots are there, right? Because they got the mail-in shit, and they can, like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
The idea in this country that we rely on these fucking ridiculous laws and policies, and it's, why is it only the battleground states that have these issues?
Exactly, right? I don't know.
They could be fixed. It could be fixed. They don't want to fix it, and that's why you have to ask yourself, why don't they want to fix it? Well, we all know why.
We all know.
Because they want to steal the fucking election, right?
Milwaukee also warned that there could be a long night, too.
I think Wisconsin will know
by
about 1 or 2 a.m. And now, you know, so we can swing up that way now.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
You know, Minnesota, it's always that pipe dream. But he came really close in 2016, right?
Very close.
The Somalis up there, do you see that this weekend? Endorsing Trump?
Yeah.
I mean, they're out there wearing fucking MAGA hats.
I couldn't believe that stuff.
They're speaking Somalian, endorsing Trump. Yeah. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah. Even if we get 8% of that.
Sure.
I mean,
sure.
that could be the ball game.
Yeah, 100%. And they hate walls up there. I really think that's another sleeper. I put Minnesota and Virginia together in the sleeper category.
Yeah.
And usually they're very close in their vote. So I think both of those go in either direction, right? So I don't think they'll split. We're going to leave that in the Democrat category for now, but I wouldn't be shocked at all if it comes over. Wisconsin, I think, is looking really good for us.
Yeah,
exactly. And like you said earlier, the fact that she has not shown up there indicates to me that they know that it's pretty much
lost. Tammy Baldwin being like in the bunker for most of this election cycle, avoiding Kamala and Biden at all costs. Like, it's not good up there.
So, that could be a little bit of an elongated count there as well, but I think that we'll know on election night. And then you go over to Michigan.
We'll see how it's all about Detroit with that state, honestly.
People keep saying that Kamala's in great shape in Michigan, and I just don't see it.
All the union workers are voting for Trump. You got the Muslims either staying home, voting for Jill Stein, or the 8% or the 8 to 12% who voting for Trump. You got
Black vote is down.
The black vote's down. You got black men supporting Trump at historic levels, which is why the state has been so close. And then, you know, I don't know. I don't think Detroit's going to turn out the way that it did.
Yeah, I just don't see it. I agree.
I think it's 2016. I think it's marginally better than Hillary in 16, but not that much.
The mail ballots there are just not the numbers that they needed. So.
Be a squeaker.
I'm putting it red for now.
Yeah.
You know, it could go either way. But it's all these Rust Belt states are pretty much razor edge.
Yeah.
Now, I tend to think that Trump support is underestimated in the polls up there, which means it will win it by 2 to 4 points, depending on the state.
4 points, man. That'll be.
I think Trump could win Pennsylvania by 4 points.
I'm saying if we're winning Michigan by 4. No, everybody else is we're winning.
If we win Michigan by 4, we're taking Minnesota and Virginia too. Yeah,
absolutely.
I agree. But you know, Pennsylvania is the big prize, really, as far as the Rust Belt goes. And I think Trump's in a great position to win there. Yeah. Now, there's a lot of shenanigans going on in Pennsylvania.
Well, Bucks County. There was shenanigans. I mean, they turned people away early voting. The RNC was on it. They sued.
Mm-hmm.
A Pennsylvania judge said he extended the deadline till 5 p.m. on Friday, but did you see the lines still?
Mm-hmm.
They apparently did the bare minimum to accommodate the judge's orders, but Scott Pressler down there, who's been really good at the voter registration and stuff, he has a great operation supposedly monitoring all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Everybody that was in line, because it looked like a Somalian refugee camp, everyone that was in line was able to vote, so that's good. That's good. They weren't turned away. So, but still, it's the whole, it's intentional incompetence. They're not adding more staffers. Some polling locations only had like 1 or 2 people, he said.
Yeah.
It was absolutely ridiculous.
One thing, and Mia has a great story on Town Hall about some shenanigans in Pennsylvania, so check that out. And we're going to have full coverage of all of the election integrity stuff, any fraud occurring, you know, any attempts at making this not a free and fair election.
Because any phantom water pipes breaking at polling locations, we will be on it.
I don't think that they could run the same playbook back again. I mean, they might try.
They're definitely going
to.
It would be power outage or it would be something else.
Sure. But one, there's just not enough mail-in votes out there for
That's true.
For them to do the same thing again. I think that's why they're desperate.
It's way down. I think I saw Pennsylvania. It was, 1.3 million for Dems 4 years ago?
Yeah.
It's under, 900. It's under 880.
Yeah.
I mean, not enough.
Which is, that difference in itself is more than the margin of victory. Yeah. So I think that they're nervous about that. You know, I don't know that they're going to be able to do this whole, let's stretch the county out till 3 a.m. and then stop.
Or send people home. Remember, they send people home.
Yeah, I don't think that they're going to be able to do that this time because, I mean, maybe they'll try it. Who knows? I have too much faith in this, but, you know, it has to be too big to rig. Everyone has to get out and vote.
Yeah.
I know everybody listening to this has either voted already or is going to vote, but tell your friends.
Vote.
Text your friends. Text your family. Tell only if they're going to vote for us.
Yeah.
But, get them out to vote. If they need a ride to the polls, take them.
Take them.
You know?
Carpool.
You know, at the Eagles bar yesterday, I was telling people to go vote. Yeah. Go vote Trump. You know, it's really, we have to get people out to vote. That's really what it comes down to at this point. It's all a turnout game. And, you know, interestingly enough, we have states like New Hampshire coming into play now. Rated as a toss-up. I think that's in the same crew of Minnesota, Virginia.
Yeah, me too. I'd say that.
If we get into our reach states, which those three would probably be the reach states, and those go Trump, then we're talking about essentially a Reagan-like landslide here, right? I'm going to keep that blue for now. Then North Carolina and Georgia, I think, are both very solid.
Yeah.
The data out of there is looking really good.
Brian Kemp is on it.
Kemp helped us. Yeah. His piece of shit Secretary of State Raffensperger can go fuck himself. That's how I feel about that.
We tried to get rid of him, but he won the primary.
If there was going to be any funny business, it'd be because of him in Georgia. But we should know Georgia relatively quickly. Yeah. Their new counting is much faster. North Carolina, same thing. So that puts us at 312.
Stacey Abrams said there's voter suppression, even though there's historic turnout in Georgia.
Yeah. What was the nickname for her?
Poor man's Aunt Jemima.
I think it was Discount
Aunt Jemima. Discount Aunt Jemima. sorry, no. Discount Pearl Milling Company, sir.
That's true. That's the most ridiculous shit ever.
And Uncle Ben's, it's now what?
And they took the Indian off Land O'Lakes.
Yeah, they took the Indian off. They Trail of Tears.
So that's at 312, right? Now, I could easily see a scenario where
basically that's 2016.
It's 2016.
It's 2016, pretty much.
Now, it's very rare for the Rust Belt states to split. I don't think it's happened since 1968.
Yeah.
But I could see a scenario where we win Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and don't take Michigan. That's still 297, right? Say we don't get Nevada, right? Put that back to Democrat. That's 291.
But how about we take New Hampshire?
Well, sure. Right? I mean, if we take New Hampshire, then we're taking all these states, right?
It's
going to go in one direction.
This is a weird-ass election.
I don't think there's going to be much splitting when it comes to that kind of stuff. But needless to say, all Trump has to do is keep his map.
Yep.
Right? He has to do is keep his map.
And he wins.
And it's 270.
Yeah.
Right? All he has to do is add back Georgia and Pennsylvania, and it's done. That's at 270.
Yeah.
Now, you get into some weird shit with Alaska, with their ranked choice voting. Technically, he'd be at 267 until Alaska is called, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. I really do think, though, that we're going all in one direction here.
Yeah.
Not jumping out of the window like Liam Payne. One Direction, but like One Direction in a good way. and I really do. I would not be surprised
if we take Virginia.
If all of these states
go.
You're watching me change all these to red now.
I see. Hold on, New York's in play now.
No.
If we win New Hampshire, New York could be close.
No, it's going to be close.
It could be close. It could be the best Republican performance probably since Lincoln.
No, I will say that I do think that New York and New Jersey are going to be close.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Trump sympathetic people up there.
I forgot about
the Italians.
Yeah.
I do think it's going to be low single digits, but it's very hard to get those across. God. Yeah.
Whew.
But this map I just created...
Well, because you have Hudson County up there.
Yeah, this takes us to almost 340 electoral votes. Woo! Which, you know, I really wouldn't be surprised if it goes like that. Yeah. And what's his name? Mark Mitchell, the lead pollster for Rasmussen, says that he expects that this is what's going to happen.
Oh, my God.
That it's going to be a Reagan-esque landslide. Yeah. And I'm like, okay.
Sub 200?
I hope that you're right about that. I don't like being overconfident.
No.
And I'm not saying I'm overconfident, but... I do feel like we are really in this kind of position here where we're in a really good shape to win and potentially beat the absolute fucking dog shit out of them.
Yeah.
And
then comes the Harris-Biden fight between the two camps of what should Biden. I would have done better.
Yeah.
All that type of stuff. So let them do that.
Well, and you know, I think that there's a decent chance we win the popular vote, too.
Ooh, ooh.
You know? I would not be surprised at all. There is a lot of underestimated Trump support out there amongst the key demographics, like you've mentioned previously.
He's doing well with Hispanic. I think you're right. He's going to win the Hispanic vote.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think he's going to win the Hispanic vote.
Yeah, and then you have the stupid bitch in Iowa.
Ann Seltzer?
Putting out this poll that Harris is going to win Iowa.
By 3.
How about get the fuck out of here?
Somehow.
Trump's going to win Iowa by 10.
Oh,
you could take that to the bank.
I would say by 12 to 14.
He won it by 10 in 2016.
Yeah.
He won it by 8 in 2020.
Yeah.
It's going back to 10.
It was
maybe more.
It was plus 18 Trump in June.
Yeah.
And somehow we just missed this massive swing that has now Harris plus 3.
Well, that's what happens when you just are living in the white women bubble.
I know.
And it's not going to work for them. Now, maybe we're totally wrong. And if that's the case, then, you know,
that's a suppression poll.
I think these are all psyops.
That's suppression. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yep. And the fact that Ann Seltzer, who up until recently, was a very credible pollster, is just, I don't know. She was on Mark Halperin's show, and she didn't know what the crosstabs were. What's the DNR?
Well, they released the crosstabs afterwards, and it was a fucking joke.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's
it basically was that non-response bias.
Yeah.
They oversampled all the lib women who are over 65, and...
Well, they do that a lot, and so it's going to be... The polling industry is either going to be proven correct
or everyone's going to find a new line of work.
They're going to get crushed tomorrow.
Yeah.
And, you know, I hope it's not the crushed, because that'd be bad for us. But... We will see. We certainly will see. And so that's it for us before the election. All that's left now is to vote
like crazy.
Get out there and vote. You know, it's very interesting. We've come full circle now.
Yeah.
We've come from the Trump versus Megyn Kelly moment at the debate in 2015 to her speaking at his rally tonight.
Yeah, I know.
At the last rally before the election to endorse him.
What a time to be alive.
Yeah, give a positive message for him.
Yeah. I am bleeding out of my wherever. It's mega.
I really do think that the unity coalition that he has put together here of superstars in the end is what's going to save this country. And so you got to get out and vote. Get your friends and family to go vote for Trump and straight ticket Republican all the way down.
And report any discrepancies you see in waiting.
Yes.
In line.
Yes.
I mean, there's poll watchers there. Like, let them know if there's shit going down, because it's ridiculous. I mean, not that we're going to ever win this state, but, like, you see there people voting in California.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, you need your address. The woman intentionally was like, I don't know what it is. Oh, I trust you.
Yeah, yeah.
Saw that video?
Yep.
Like,
and let us know, too.
Yeah.
Triggered@townhall.com. Yeah. Email us if anything happens while you are voting, if you see anything suspicious.
Yeah.
Get video, get photos, and we will publicize it. We have a full team here ready to go to make sure that there's no shenanigans, and we will cover it, of course. And we will, of course, have full election coverage for you across the entire Town Hall Media Network tomorrow. Town Hall, Red State, PJ, Twitchy, Hot Air. We have our teams ready to go. We've got full results up there. We're going to have live blogs going. The team is ready to go. We're looking forward to it. And, of course, thank you to our VIP members who make all of that possible. Yeah. We would not be able to do that without you. So if you are not a VIP member yet, now would be a great time to support us. We would really appreciate it. Go to townhallvip.com. Use the promo code FIGHT for 60% off. And that's it.
Yeah.
It's been a hell of a ride here, and hopefully we
can continue. If not,
yeah. Well, you know, if
farewell, the worst, Patriots.
If the worst happens, there will be one final episode, probably on Wednesday or Thursday. Yeah. So, but if the best happens, we're gonna have a nice celebration.
It's been renewed for another season.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we'll see what the network execs decide.
Yeah.
All right. So get out there and vote, and of course, follow townhall.com for all of your election coverage. And we hope we will be back here for another episode of Triggered.
Yeah, we hope.
With a president-elect Donald Trump.
If not, we're off to the concentration camp under Herr Kamala.
Yes.
Or, not Herr, because that's Mr. High Chancellor Kamala. I don't know the fuck.
Yeah. Nazi bitch.
Nazi bitch.
All right. We love you all. Get out there and vote, and let's win this fucking election.
Let's go.